Well, this is our second week under the general heading of Lord, help me. This week it is a cry from the heart to God to help us when we're overcome with low self-esteem, when our confidence is undermined by our lack of self-esteem. But first of all, what is self-esteem? Well, self-esteem includes a number of things. It includes our self-perception of ourselves, how we see ourselves. It includes our self-confidence. How confident are we in ourselves? It includes our self-respect. How do we see ourselves? How do we value ourselves as part of society? Our self-esteem comes and goes with different situations we are in. It also comes and goes depending on the different people we are with. Our self-esteem reflects the overall opinion we have of ourselves and the value we place upon ourselves. Our self-esteem determines the way we behave and also how we relate to others. A healthy self-esteem is about accepting and loving ourselves. Loving ourselves not in a vain way, but loving ourselves because God loves us. So the most secure basis for a healthy self-esteem is accepting and loving ourselves because God accepts us and loves us. The opening line of the hymn we've just been singing says, "I'm special because God has loved me." That's an important sentence which we should take to heart, God loving us. Our passage this lunchtime is a short one. It's just a single verse from the Bible. However, it requires an introduction to put it in its context so we can understand it. So what's the context of our verse? The land of Israel required a new king. The great religious leader of that day was Samuel. He was a great prophet, so God had told him to go and select a man to be king. The first candidate to stand before Saul was a tall young man with many fine qualities. He seemed to be exactly the right person to be king. It is at this point we take up our passage for today, as printed in our sheet. And see what it says about this young man who looked just the right person to be king. The Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look on these things, does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord looks at the heart." There are two failings of self-esteem. One is an underdeveloped self-esteem, a low self-esteem, which cripples the person who has it. The other is an overinflated self-esteem, which overflows into arrogance. An overinflated self-esteem often shows itself in an ego which enjoys putting others down and belittling them. Someone with an overinflated self-esteem often values their ego more than they value their integrity. But an overinflated self-esteem is not what concerns us today. Today we will be concentrating on the times when we feel overwhelmed by low self-esteem. Do we have a problem with self-esteem? Do we want God's help in bolstering our self-esteem from time to time? So what should we do if we have low self-esteem, if we want God to bolster our self-esteem at times? We each have a deep emotional longing for security, self-worth, and personal significance. Our self-esteem often corresponds to the views of significant people in our lives. If they treat us as valuable and worthwhile, then we believe we are valuable and worthwhile. But if they treat us as if we are no good, then we come to believe that we can be no good. Easily the most significant people in our lives, certainly our early lives, are our parents. But our parents are or were only human, with their faults and failings. And no one has had an upbringing that's been completely faultless, no matter how good their parents. So what should we do if at times we feel crippled by a low self-esteem? How can we improve our self-esteem? Well, we gain in self-esteem and confidence as we do things and as we interact with people. Even the person with low self-esteem becomes confident in the things that they do often and that they do well with success. If we are successful at something, we don't suffer from low self-esteem when we are doing that thing. It builds our self-confidence. Success builds self-esteem. We also gain in self-esteem when we help others. If we help others, we are valuable to them. That is, we are people of value. Feeling valuable improves our self-esteem. So if we see someone who needs help and we are sure that they would appreciate our help, then we should help them. In that way, we improve our self-esteem. If we think we are of value, we come to value ourselves, perhaps unconsciously, but our self-esteem will increase. And that brings us to how we should relate to others. We mustn't pull others down or undermine their self-esteem. We should not humiliate people. If we have low self-esteem, or at one time we had low self-esteem, we should especially encourage those we come across who have low self-esteem. The Bible encourages us to do this. It says, help the weaker brother or sister. And that's a very good principle. We should be building people up rather than tearing them down. So if you're prone to mocking people, then rein yourself in. We can base our self-esteem on what other people think of us. Many people do that it provides many people with confidence in themselves. But is it the very best foundation for building our self-esteem? Or is there a better foundation? The problem is that the opinion of others is only going to be as good and reliable as human nature. And we all know human nature is flawed, sometimes badly flawed. So basing our self-esteem on what other people think of us is good, but not ultimately the most secure foundation. So where can we find a more secure foundation for our self-esteem? What is the best foundation for a true and healthy self-esteem? The answer to these questions lies in our spiritual lives. God provides us with a secure foundation for our self-esteem. If we are Christians, we are in a special relationship with God, and his opinion of us is really what matters. So what does God and the Bible say about our worth? The Bible says that if we are followers of Jesus, we are both highly valued and highly privileged. Indeed, God values us so highly that his Son was willing to die on the cross to save us. We can't be more highly valued than that, Jesus dying for us on the cross. So if we are followers of Jesus, we are highly valued, very highly valued. And we can base our self-esteem on that, what God thinks of us. But as followers of Jesus, we are not just highly valued, we are also highly privileged. We are highly privileged because we have a passport for heaven, which has been issued to us by Jesus Christ, issued to us on the highest possible authority. Our passport for heaven is infinitely more valuable than any earthly passport. All earthly passports expire, but our heavenly passport cannot expire or fail or fade. We can't lose our heavenly citizenship. A Christian can never be truly stateless. So why have low self-esteem if we are both highly valued and highly privileged by God? So if the world does not think highly of us, should we be greatly troubled? Remember what our Bible passage says. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. If our hearts are right with God, that is, if we are Christians, then God sees that and we are highly valued and have a solid foundation for our self-esteem. There are three views of every individual. There are three views on each of us here today. There is the view other people hold about us. There is the view that God has about us. And there is the view we have of ourselves. Each of these views is significant, and each is important. First, there is the view of people we come into contact with. they tend to judge in appearances, just as Samuel initially judged the tall young man before him. But human judgment is flawed. If we place too much confidence on the judgment of others, we are liable to end up with a flawed understanding of ourselves. We are liable to end up with a flawed self-esteem. Second, there is God's view of us. He does not look at us the way other people do. He judges our hearts. He judges our motives. And his judgment is flawless. Finally, there is our judgment of ourselves, and we have to make a choice between those two views. Do we base our self-esteem on the flawed views of others and perhaps end up with a low self-esteem? Or do we base our self-esteem on what God thinks of us? So as we draw this lunchtime service to a conclusion, what can you say about your self-esteem? If you're a Christian, Christ died for you on the cross. That's how highly God values you. Jesus suffered and died for you on the cross so that you could have your sins forgiven and have eternal life. That's how highly God values you. If you're a Christian, a committed follower of Jesus, in whom you trust for your salvation, then you are a child of God. You are a member of a family which is infinitely more important than any earthly family. That's how valuable a person you are. You have been adopted into God's family. If you are highly valued by God, what right have you to devalue yourself? Think on that. Think on that. If you are highly valued by God, what right have you got to devalue yourself with low self-esteem and a lack of self-confidence? You have no right whatsoever. Amen. Well, let's sing our hymn again. This time, pay particular attention to the first line of the hymn as you sing it, for it goes right to the core of our theme today. Why are you special? You are special because God has loved you. And if God loves you, you have no basis for low self-esteem. Let's stand and sing.